I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. In the name of God, who is our true parent, our brother in Christ, and animator in the Spirit. Amen. God, give us the treasures of darkness. Give us the crispness of midnight air settling in silence over Algonquin Park. Give us the tenderness of love shared in bedtime prayers between a mother and child. Give us the richness and saturating depth expressed in the shade of blackness. Give us the intimacy of night, the sharpness of the nocturnal hunters who swoop the skyline in secrecy. Give us the readiness of black earth, who welcomes the infant seed and cradles her into shattering her shell and reaching out for abundance. Give us the heightened awareness of the creatures you made for pure darkness, the fish and beings living in the deepest vaults of the ocean. Sharpen our senses to perceive life in the coldest depths. Give us the spaciousness of the dance in between galaxies. Give us a reverence like the endless caverns of caves. Give us a sense of mystery that seeks not to dominate or subjugate. Give us a quiet awe like the majesty of the Black Panther. Give us renewal like the darkness of a womb. Give us the treasures of darkness. The first words spoken, the first utterance of holy revelation in the Hebrew sacred scriptures says thus: In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless. Darkness surrounded the faces of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Darkness was first created. Darkness was earliest. Darkness is our root and origin. Yet how much of our world has rebelled against darkness? One only has to look at the dictionary to find synonyms for darkness: evil, sinister, wicked, something to be feared. Western history has valorized light. Yet we know, if you stare into the sun or one of these lights, be sure, it will burn your eyes. We know that theology can reflect culture and the racial overtones when light is proclaimed to be good and darkness as bad. And in our world, we see racism permeate all spectrums of society, from policing to getting an apartment to the lack of African history taught in our school system, as if only European history mattered. The Bible rejects this racist notion. The first line in the Song of Solomon is, "I am black and beautiful." In our creation story, darkness was first. Throughout time, we have tried to master the night. We run lights all over our globe, that to the point that darkness has become endangered. There are now light pollution conservation areas, places trying to preserve the original darkness and beauty of the night. And in much of Christian mystical thought, it has been said that darkness has much to teach us about God. As a poet once said, "There is in God a deep but dazzling darkness." Rainer Maria Rilke wrote, "You, darkness of whom I am born, I love you more than the flame that limits the world to the circle, that illuminates and excludes all the rest. But the darkness embraces everything, shapes and shadows, creatures and me, peoples and nations, just us they are. It lets me imagine a great presence stirring beside me. I have faith in the night. The encompassing, total, blanketing presence of darkness reflects the divine embrace of all that surrounds us, holds us, embraces us, yet still eclipses us, is beyond our imagination. Darkness is impenetrable. It keeps going. It is unknowable. It is mysterious, as is God. I remember when I was little being shocked to find out that blood is only red when exposed to air, that inside of our bodies it is blue. And thinking on this, I remember being so surprised to think that the inside of our bodies are pitch black, dark as night. And it is there, in the depth of our interior life, the center of our souls, in those secret hidden places within, that God dwells. It is there, interiorly, that God offers us the treasures of darkness and the riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. The night is disarming. We are vulnerable. We cannot see where we are going or discern our surroundings. The riches of darkness that God offers to us are to be mined in that very vulnerability of the naked soul before its maker. Still, silent, seeking God within and without. The spiritual journey has been described by saints throughout the ages as a dark night, where the beloved moves in secrecy and silence under the veil and shadow of night to the intimacy of the beloved, God, who burns within one's breast. St. John of the Cross's infamous work, The Dark Night of the Soul, is a spiritual classic that challenges the seeker to journey into the depths of our interior darkness, the secret places within, to there encounter our Maker. St. John of the Cross asks us, do you want inner peace? Do you want a package container of answers to all life's questions? Do you want comfort or consolation, wealth or an easy road? Or do you desire God? If so, seek the one who is seeking you. Then we must prepare our souls for darkness. For to encounter God is to let go of all that we hold tightly and to enter into vulnerability. God is unlike anything in creation. God is not a thing. God is mystery beyond our self-indulgent feel-good piety. God is not an idea or a tight and tidy treatise. The mystics proclaim that the darkness of God is a confrontation with the true mystery of God that eclipses us, that is beyond us. The darkness of God is a metaphor for encountering the radical mystery of who this creator of us really is. This creator is not a guy in the sky with a beard or an old man at all. To meet the darkness of God is to let go of what we think we know about God, our world, and ourselves, and to pray humbly in the silence of our hearts, in our interior places, in stillness with God, I want to know you. To encounter the darkness of God is to acknowledge our own emptiness and our weakness and our craving for a true, lasting, eternal love to crave that relationship with the divine presence that stirred over the waters of darkness at the foundation of the world, to say, I want to know you, God. For God says to us in our reading from Isaiah today, I will give you these riches in secret places, so that you may know me as your creator, and that it is I who call you by your name. This is God, who is aware and holds simultaneously all existence at once, from the lion giving birth in the deepest jungle to the child on the tundra speaking their first word for the first time, to the heartbeat of the person sitting in the pew next to you, to the numbers of hairs on your head. It is I, God says, who calls you by name, who is more intimate than you can fathom, yet simultaneously more grand, more vast, more mysterious and powerful than we can even comprehend. The Quran says that God is closer to us than our own jugular vein. The beginning of knowledge of God is awe, wonder, amazement. To reattune ourselves with the mystery that births all life into being, who draws us from the darkness of our mother's womb, who is present always with us, and promises a great and glorious mystery awaiting us all beyond the dark veil that is death. Each moment, this mystery beckons, calls for our attention, woos us, desires to be in real, deep relationship with us, desires to awaken our breast to the flame of love, to stir our wonder and reverence for that which is holy, and the holiness of all existence. For we are ever existing with the author of existence, eternally. And this is sacramental. This is incarnational. The presence of God that confronts us, this darkness of God that reveals to us those things which are hidden, those things which we have been blind to. The grandeur and splendor of the unknowability, this darkness of God, reveals our own fragility and calls us to live in solidarity with the created realm, to live humbly as a creature before the Creator. This knowledge of God revealed in the treasures of darkness renders meaningless the constructs of human power, our competition and endless greed, our supremacy and authority. The darkness of God casts the mighty from their thrones and exalts the humble. Isaiah proclaims the voice of God, I named you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other God besides me. The singularity of the divine life confronts all that we wish to put on the thrones of our secret places. What do we in our hearts truly bow down to? What do we give our hearts attention to before all else? And what is the song that our inner world dances around ceaselessly? What are the idols that we worship and bow down to? Be it success, be it always being right, wealth, or an image. What are the idols that we adore? And what are the idols that we as a society adore? Be it the extremely rich, or white supremacy, or closed borders, or boundless financial growth, despite the exhaustion of the poor and our Mother Earth. The darkness of God crushes the idols of our human making, the gold and shiny vessels of our own construction and emptiness, that though heavy they are nothing but whitewashed tombs and vanity. When we turn inwards to the secret places within ourselves, we are confronted with the depth of our own egos, how we sit on the throne of our own universe, and how much our choices often come from a place of selfishness. I know that when I turn to self-reflection about my choices every day, I often see how I'm putting myself ahead and before of others. Archbishop Rowan Williams wrote in his book, A Ray of Darkness, this: God is one. The crucible of divine creative darkness, the breaking in on us of that which is wholly unmasterable. So much so that it forces my defensive ego out of his castle and out of the center of his universe. These are the marks of God whenever they happen, whether in sickness, ecstasy, madness, intuition, speechlessness. Whatever makes the world new and makes me strange to myself, forcing me to see my own contingency, my participation in the world's uncontrollable flux, this is God, the one God, because there is only one reality that ultimately and creatively escapes our grasp and vision in this way. Encountering the mystery of God and her glory expressed in creation calls us from the idols of our own making, calls us down from our thrones into humble gratitude and reverence for the sanctity of life, for the holiness of life. May God, in the secret places of our hearts, give us the treasures of darkness and bring us to marvel that we might know more deeply the one who formed us, named us, calls us, loves us, and turns us to relationship anew. Amen.